This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live today. Thank you for joining us. I'm in a really nasty mood, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to continue the show today. I got the nasty mood this morning. I've also had a good mood overall over the fact that Bill Gates is now getting more and more in our political crosshairs. But it is getting to a point where, looking at all this news, I get why people want to give up sometimes. You know, I'm not going to give up here. It's just that sometimes I can't look at this anymore. Just all of it. I'm so sick of it all. I see too much. I know too much. I really do. I mean, I know I'm right about all this. I know their whole plan, what they're going to do. There's just too much going on around here. I mean, the really big news is that the vaccines are non-vaccines that are killing people in mass, and the evidence is overwhelming. We were talking to a medical doctor this morning. We're trying to get on air, who in his practice as a doctor that delivers babies, and he's seeing all the women that take the vaccine are having miscarriages. All of them. Of course they are. I mean, you got to get from beta to operational. They said they want to kill everybody. We sit here and wonder why Bill Gates maneuvered his way into control of the whole medical system worldwide. And then I just sit here on air and talk about it. And then I go and leave work and go to dinner with my wife, or I sit in the backyard with my daughter and play with her dolls. And I just, I'm the hero. I fight the New World Order. And everybody pats me on the back. Pat for what? Saying no to these people? We should be doing a lot more than that. That's what I'm getting at. And I'm not calling for violence, because they'll turn themselves into victims. The public's too dumbed down to even know what's good for them. And, that's what it comes down to. Everybody says that to me. They go, well, then the public deserves to die. And maybe Bill Gates is the good guy. Maybe Bill is good and I'm bad. And I'm serious. Maybe, I thought about driving around in my armored vehicle in Austin, because the left will attack me if they see me. So, they throw bottles and rocks at us and hammers. People say, why are you in an armored vehicle? Because they attack us in regular cars. It's like going out around wild animals. They hate somebody trying to free them that much. And maybe I should just ride around telling them, take the vaccine. You need to die. You need to get out of the way. You're stupid. You're a useless eater. Then they get pissed and not take the vaccine. See, it's all reverse psychology. If you try to love them and you try to help them, they don't want that. But if you tell them, I'm a servant of Jesus, I care about you, please don't hurt yourself, they attack you like wild animals. And by the way, I'm not throwing a fit here on air. That's nothing to do with the crew. They're great people putting up with me. I have learned so much doing this for 27 years. I have experienced things that really almost no one else has experienced, all the things I've experienced. Obviously, each person's experiences are different and varied, so that's part of being human. But, I've really seen down the rabbit hole. I've been down the rabbit hole and then down another rabbit hole, and I've not just been somebody that's giving you a tour of the rabbit hole, I am experiencing it firsthand. So before I give you a tour of the rabbit hole, I get to go down these holes, and I get to experience what's at the other end of them. And a lot of times, I don't want to even get on air and tell you what is at the end of the rabbit holes, because it's not very fun. So, as Nietzsche said, do not stare into the abyss, lest you become the abyss. Or those that stare into the abyss too long will become the abyss. And I have become the abyss. We'll be right back. I'm going to try to pull up myself and get myself focused and together. I just can't handle being around scum and tyrants and manipulators.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls-Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well, so check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
Friends, there is so much news to get to, and I spent most of the first hour drilling into the fact that Fauci is falling, and the collapse of that first domino really could bring down a large faction of what we know as the ruling class world government system and its mode of operations. And so I want to open the phones up throughout the next 3 hours, because I'm going to host the fourth hour today. And we're going to take your phone calls about the state of the world and everything you see happening unfolding. And I'm going to cover every article on my desk today, at least on the surface, but I will drill into quite a few of them deeply. But let me judiciously just start getting into some of the big news that fits into the larger compendium of who the ruling class is, what their worldview is, and where they're going. And the one thing I've learned is that there's a bunch of different factions and factions within factions. That's human nature. And the founding fathers knew that, so they created three systems of government federally, three systems state level, to have six different systems competing with each other. Then the fourth of state, the media, to try to make sure not one group or one man ever got too much power to tie down dictators with process, separation of powers. And that same thing happens with globalism. The Russians don't go along with it. The Chinese don't. The U.S. doesn't. India doesn't. Mexico doesn't. Nobody really follows the rules. Even the Germans got caught lying about how much carbon their cars were producing when they were running ads about how they had the cleanest. And so they're trying to get this one big centralized world government, this Tower of Babel, but right as they try to complete it, it starts falling apart. And so Greg Reese, who puts together a lot of amazing reports, has put together a report, Elon Musk exposed. And I've been somewhat on the fence about Elon. He says vaccines, I don't trust him, and he loves America, and he's got a heavy lifter rocket that gets into space, and he wants humans to go to Mars and to terraform Mars, and I like that. Boy, that's right up my alley. That's what I want to hear. And I think Elon is an opportunist that plays both the globalist arms but also the populist arms. And I'm going to hold up short of calling him a fraud, but that doesn't mean people I respect that work here can't put out their views on it. But people always get confused when different hosts have different views. But we're not one monolithic group. We're not one monolithic organization. We have debates. We have discussions about our views and our ideas. But then on the other hand, Musk is promoting microchips in the brain and all the rest of it. His argument is it's going to happen anyways. You might as well get into it now. You know, be an early adopter. Yeah, but this whole AI system is of the globalists, so anything you do isn't neutral. It's always got Trojan horses. I'm not anti-technology, but I'm anti it being deployed by these individuals. So the report just went live. It's at band.video. You can't share stuff from band.video on Twitter or Facebook. That URL's blocked. We have a new URL that takes you to the same site, same articles that you want to share from, and that is Free World News. Free World News. One word. Free World News. FreeWorldNews.tv. FreeWorldNews.tv. You can see it up there in the corner for TV viewers. Radio listeners, FreeWorldNews.tv. And this is not a spectator sport. It is a participation sport on InfoWar, and you're actually critical. So give us a review of this video below. We'll be right back with more news after this report.
Pop culture has touted Elon Musk as some sort of eccentric heavyweight genius with humble beginnings. But this is demonstrably false. Elon Musk was born in South Africa, where he claims he grew up extremely poor, but his family owned an emerald mine. As a teenager, Elon would trade emeralds for cash in New York City, and his father bragged how they had so much money we couldn't even close our safe. Musk claims to have had about $100,000 of student loan debt, but he received a full scholarship to the University of Pennsylvania, where he bought a 10-bedroom frat house with his friend Adeo Resi and ran an illegal nightclub. The pop culture claim is that Elon has an IQ of 155, but this has never been tested, and after being accepted into Stanford for PhD studies, he dropped out after 2 days. After dropping out, Elon began his first business venture with his brother Kimball, Zip2, which was essentially a digital version of the Yellow Pages. The brothers received tens of thousands of dollars from their parents, and yet Elon denies this. An associate of Elon's father, Greg Curry, got involved to bring in investors, but Elon's code was no good, so they had to hire on professional coders to rewrite everything. Zip2 was then sold for $307 million to Compaq, who later shut it down without ever earning a profit. Elon made $22 million, bought a $1 million McLaren F1 supercar, which made mainstream news, before he totaled the uninsured vehicle. Musk then went on to create an online bank, X.com. He partnered with banking expert Harris Fricker, Edward Ho, and Christopher Payne. All three ended up leaving the company after accusing Elon of lying to the media about the quality of their product. Elon claims he founded PayPal. Before the company was named PayPal, it was known as Confinity. It was founded in 1998 by Peter Thiel and Max Levchin. After losing millions of dollars, Elon's X.com was bought by Confinity in a merger in 2000. All Musk contributed at Confinity was his own power struggle. He made himself CEO and pushed to change the name to X.com. The executive team successfully petitioned to fire Musk while he was away on vacation. Part of Musk's resignation agreement stipulated that all references to founders of the company will be removed from their website, allowing Elon to claim credit, which so far is all he has ever achieved. Peter Thiel then rebranded the company as PayPal, went public, and sold to eBay for $1.5 billion. Elon made $180 million from the deal, which he then invested into Tesla, SpaceX, and failed company SolarCity. Elon falsely claims to be the founder of Tesla. Tesla was founded in 2003 by Mark Tarpaning and Martin Eberhard, who developed the Tesla Roadster. When Tesla Motors began looking for venture capital, they approached Elon Musk, who had the fake credibility as PayPal's co-founder. Musk joined with the condition that he be named chairman of the board. In emails, Musk was upset that the media was not giving him credit for Tesla Motors and went after Martin Eberhard, replacing him as CEO. He then forced Eberhard out of the company and rewrote the company's history to have himself listed as an original co-founder. Martin Eberhard, the man behind the Tesla Roadster, was promised the first Roadster off the assembly line. But Musk screwed him over on that as well and sent that car into space.
You can tell it's real because it looks so fake, honestly.
So who is Elon Musk? Elon describes his father as being an evil, abusive man. His father, Errol Musk, has been accused of being a pedophile and fathered a child with his stepdaughter, who is 42 years younger than him. This spoiled, narcissistic failure, son of accused pedophile, wants to put computer chips in everyone's brain so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. His girlfriend is now bragging how this could all lead to a communist utopia. And strangely enough, former Nazi and head of NASA, Wernher von Braun, predicted a man named Elon would conquer Mars in a 1952 novel that he wrote. Which is odd, because NASA has partnered with Elon SpaceX to work towards colonizing Mars. Elon Musk, like everything else in today's modern society, is a fraud, a fake genius, just like fake philanthropist Bill Gates and his fake vaccines. Brought to you by the fake news. Here's a pro tip for dealing with the mainstream media and all of pop culture. Assume it's a lie and research everything. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Well, that is brutal. Give us your take on it in the comments below. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Said I'm working on Elon Musk one. I said, okay, whatever. And so we just premiered it there. I hadn't watched it until we aired it. So he was just finishing it up last night, so I hadn't had time to see it today. And, I mean, I think it's pretty brutal, and I think most of it's accurate. I think to say he's a loser that never accomplished anything, I mean, I would overall disagree with that statement. I mean, he got NASA to sign on. He got heavy lifters into space when nobody else could do it. That's the biggest heavy lifter in the world. So, certainly, if he was a con man, he's faking it till he makes it. But regardless, I like him leaving California and coming to Texas. I like him being against the lockdown. I like him being against the forced inoculation and saying he's not taking it. I think he plays both sides. I think he's an opportunist. But he says, I want world socialism. That's horrible. He says, oh, he's pushing brain chips where it's a little kiosk at the mall. Remember he said 2 years ago, within 2 years of it happening? Didn't happen. And then he's got his girlfriend, properly named Grimes. And here she is talking in a video about how we're all going to be connected to AI and not have to work and do nothing. Well, that's, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll love it. You'll be hooked in like a wirehead that Philip K. Dick predicted 50 years ago, where your pleasure centers are controlled by the AI, so you no longer have free will. That's called enslavement. But that's the holy grail that MIT and all of them are going for, is an experience that totally takes you over. 1,000 times more addictive than your smartphone, manipulating your dopamine. So this is just extremely creepy stuff, transhumanism. You know, a few years ago he says, beware AI gods, beware the globalists that want AI takeover. Then he says, oh, I just accept AI, let's take brain chips. So he plays double messages, and I don't think that's a good thing. But, you know, he's famous, he's interesting. And so that's a discussion that we're having here. And I'd love to have Elon Musk on the show to give his side of the perspective. But going on Joe Rogan and smoking a big fat joint, I was like, oh, he's really cool. He's like one of us. That's more of a gimmick. And I'm not putting him down for doing it. I've gone on Joe's show and done that myself. I'm not a marijuana smoker. I do it literally once a year because it's so strong. But that's a ritual on Joe's show to do it. So I think I've smoked pot 3 times the last 4 years. Every time with Joe Rogan. Then every time I got back, I'd like, family court's calling. Your ex says you're a big pothead. And I'd go get drug tested. And of course, there'd be no marijuana in me because there was like news articles about it. Jones ordered for drug testing. No drugs. Because I don't take drugs other than legal ones called caffeine and alcohol. And I don't even really ever drink anymore either. So that's, I'm kind of a boring guy. But enough about me, ladies and gentlemen. Here is his girlfriend. Kind of a creepy person, if you ask me. I mean, with all these weird fake scars she has, all these weird overhead shot, please, all these weird tattoos and everything. And that's her right. It's her body. It's like a Baphomet to me. I have my right to say I think it's creepy. I think putting X's on your belly and all this weird sigils or magic type stuff and this outfit, it all smells of Satanism and Luciferian buffoonery to me and people trying to be different when that's how they are all acting. Resembles more a bunch of idiots going off the edge of a cliff. Here's what she has to say about the Evermind. Here it is.
I have a proposition for the communists. So typically, most of the communists I know are not big fans of AI. But if you think about it, AI is actually the fastest path to communism. So if implemented correctly, AI could actually theoretically solve for abundance. Like, we could totally get to a situation where nobody has to work, Everybody is provided for with a comfortable state of being, comfortable living. AI could automate all the farming, weed out systematic corruption, thereby bringing us to as close as possible to genuine equality. So basically, everything that everybody loves about communism, but without the collective farm. Because let's be real, enforced farming is really not a vibe.
Well, that is extremely vapid, and the whole argument is a giant fraud at every front. But I guess this is more of her doing her art. It's definitely striking art. Definitely gets my attention. Who programs this AI to give us total equality? Oh, LeBron James is taller than me and stronger than me, so we've got to cut his legs off. Oh, you've got more money than me, so you need to give me part of it. Well, really, who decides who gets that money? There's no way to ever have equality. You can have equality of freedom in that you have a shot at success in the world. And that there's not some royal family that gets everything free who makes all the rules for you. That's what America is. It was the furthest level of freedom we ever got to. That's why the UN and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order attack it all day, because their authoritarian systems cannot even compete with the idea of America existing. So America produced a little bit of freedom, but it was light years ahead of all of the black holes that were authoritarian regimes. So picture the level of freedom like being above sea level. And America got to 1,000 feet above sea level, and human freedom could be 1,000,000,000,000 feet above sea level, potentially. But it comes down to the individual and how we act, the decisions we all make individually that then adds to a collective matrix-type system. But that's in God's mind through our free will, interfacing with God, not directed by some AI system. And then picture the Soviet Union or Hitler or Mao Zedong as a wormhole to hell that is trillions of miles below sea level. So everyone was shooting to get out of hell, and just the idea of private property and freedom for some was new. And then from that extrapolated more and more freedom until the globalists invert that and say, no, anyone having freedom is taking away from those that don't. So let's lower the standard of freedom worldwide in globalism so that we're all equally miserable, but we're not really. The globalists are then flying around their private jets and their huge manners above us while we live in coffin apartments and are called obsolete, non-essential. The world they're building, you have nothing, you own nothing, you're non-essential. Robots tell you what to do. You're forcibly inoculated with poisons, and they call that a utopia with some 20-year-old dimwit hopping around, telling you that, you know, I'm incredible. I ride around in cars with a sword in my hands, and I have high heel shoes, and I wear tinfoil. Wow, tinfoil jetpacks, man! There's the future. It's all right there. And oh, she's got a snake. Oh, the forbidden knowledge. I've never heard of this before. If it hadn't been force fed to me trillions of times, and you know what happens when I'm force fed something? Ugh, you couldn't pay me to be anywhere around that or near that. And all she is like the light on an angler fish trying to suck in the young people, because maybe when they launch their brain chip company that ever actually gets off the ground, they can fool some 18-year-old meth heads to put chips in their brains. And then they'll think the infections and the ooze coming out the back of their head is cool when they're constantly having to go in to be upgraded and everything. They'll all drown in their own evil. There's Elon. See, Greg's being too brutal. I thought we could actually put Elon's spirit on TV. And just, oh, look at little Elon. There's his girlfriend out there riding along up top. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We got Elon Musk on the show. Look, there he is.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves, you've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
China's issuing more nuclear war threats. Breaking news, China is issuing more threats to attack the United States with nuclear weapons. China is. If we don't bow to them and stop investigating the Wuhan lab, I mean, that's the crazy world we've gotten ourselves into. That makes me just want to go off the air and go home and see my family and just move out of the city in case there's a nuclear war. You know what I mean? And that's really what it is trying to analyze how I feel about Joe Biden and the globalist and Fauci and Bill Gates and their horrible power grabbing and the schemes they launch to get control that then spiral out of control and destroy everything. Yeah, they're now saying we're in a new Cold War with China. And we've been in a Cold War with China for a long time, and we've been losing it. We've been in a trade war with China for 35 years and been losing it. And the surrender ended with Trump. And now we've got this, a new world order being formed before our eyes. Russia's deputy defense minister tells RT out of key Moscow security conference. But, I mean, the New York Times said if you talk about the new world order, you're anti-Semitic. We talk about the Wuhan link, you're anti-Chinese. No, I'm just anti-bio-war. I'm anti-dying. And again, it's always the ADL and the media that inject, like, I'm for America and sovereignty. Oh, you're a Nazi. What? For freedom of speech. Oh, you're a Nazi. I'm against world government. Oh, you're a Nazi. Oh, that's code for Jews. You're the one talking about Jews. You're the one sticking Jews in the middle of every issue and using it as a shield. And people are sick of it. Europeans are sick of it. Jews are sick of it. Muslims are sick of it. Christians are sick of it. Everybody's sick of it. Sick of it. Just like Biden hiding behind black people and that he loves black people and the number one threat's all the white supremacists that are going to kill everybody. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, you know, I did a search for this yesterday because I remember when I watched Judge Joe Brown talk about how Biden would give speeches saying black people were like roaches and like animals and like a jungle. Did you know I actually found newspaper clippings? I actually found newspaper clippings in about 30 seconds in major newspapers at the time that ran what Joe Biden said. Because, you know, back then there weren't cameras everywhere. Or there were cameras, they didn't get archived on the internet. So stuff up until about, you know, 1990 or so, we don't have unless it was a really big event. It's hard to find major speeches presidents gave. But he went around the country in the 70s and 80s giving speeches calling black people zoo animals, and I was even able to find it. You know what Donald Trump was doing with black people in the 1980s? They were staying at his house and headlining his clubs. And they were loving him and putting him in all their music because he opened the doors up for them in the 60s and 70s to his clubs and his businesses. And what does he get now? A parade of black people saying how racist he is and then kissing the ass of somebody that calls you an animal. That pisses me off. And I'm not even here defending Trump. I'm defending the truth. And that's what I'm not complaining. I just know too much. You know, I don't even want to reach into the stack I got right here and pull out the news clippings I already had to look at last night with his ugly-ass head and that stupid duck tail, exactly like Judge Joe Brown said, like looking at him with that stupid-ass mullet, a freaking lunatic that's like a real-life Ricky Bobby with a huge foot-long blonde mullet running around talking about how... Yeah, pull up Biden with a mullet, that picture with him with Bill Clinton. Because he was even giving these speeches, yeah, in the early 1990s. A con man lawyer with a mullet saying black people are animals and that I got to kiss his ass and I got to watch black people kiss his ass. I'm sick of this. And I'm sick of Fauci and I'm sick of Bill Gates and I'm sick of the new Black Panther Party running around wanting a war. You'll get a war, you get your asses all killed. You already are getting killed, new Black Panther dumbasses, by the New World Order. But you don't care about that. Look at that greasy lawyer. Would you hire Joe Biden? No, he looks like a serial killer, because he is. And he is a sex maniac pervert that'll have sex with anything that's got a hole in it. He'll have sex with your mailbox if he could. Let's just go to break with some of the clips they got. The pause you hear is when they put the data up for radio stations. Obviously can't see that, but here's some clips of us back in January saying it's a bioweapon, not a leak. Bioweapon. And we'll come back with all the big news, and I'll give the number out. I'm going to settle down. Or I may have to go off air because I can't physically blow up. It makes me too exhausted later. I'm about to start blowing up on air. I know it's entertaining, but it's not fun for me, okay? But I can't look at Elon Musk's girlfriend. I can't look at Joe Biden. I can't look at the new Black Panther Party. I can't look at them. I can't look at Fauci. So I'm going to say things that will get me arrested. Go ahead and play the clips. 30 minutes ago, I forget the exact headline. Maybe we can just pull it up. But it's Xi admits that China's in a major crisis as fears mount that this is a man-made bioweapon. I mean, that's really the, there it is. Sunday Live. Xi admits China in grave situation. Fears mount virus is man-made bioweapon. U.S. orders evacuation. I mean, that's all from stuff being announced. I didn't just pull that out of the ether. Lancet confirms Chinese labs release coronavirus strains four times. We know that the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, and others have been developing weaponized versions of this, but that's how the U.S., Russia, and China get around these U.N. conventions, barring bioweapons, as you call it, research labs.
It looks to me like this is a deliberate bioweapon that was accidentally released. So I believe, based on what I know now, that China was developing a bioweapon to eventually deploy against the United States or their other enemies around the world. However, this bioweapon got out in their own backyard. They did not intend to release it on their own people, and now they're paying the price for playing with fire.
I call my sources that, I mean, it's not like I work for the CIA, folks. The CIA is a big, giant government agency with all these other compartments. But there's people in there that have information. And they said, people that have given me good from before, they said, no, our word is this is a Chinese bioweapon. Exactly what you just said. In fact, before you told me that separately from my sources inside the Central Intelligence Agency saying the same thing. It's now being confirmed that this coronavirus was being weaponized and studied in labs in the United States, Canada, Europe, China, you name it, and that the Chi-Coms got caught stealing it out of labs. And so the big takeaway is, why are all these labs around the world weaponizing viruses, quote, to study them, or, oh, in case it ever mutates, they've got the weaponized virus and it can make a vaccine out of it? Because the cover for bioweapons production is research into countering bioweapons, and that's how Russia, China, the United States, the UK, that's how all these nuclear powers and biological weapon powers have gotten around it is research. Defense research. It's not defense research, and it's madness. And of course now it's coming out that most experts believe it's a engineered bioweapon, and that's in the medical reports. You know, the last four releases of SARS that killed a lot of people were out of Chinese labs. New research cast doubt the coronavirus started in Wuhan food market. Of course it did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give the number out for first-time callers on the Wuhan purposeful bioweapon released by Fauci, the weapon he paid for, the weapon he tested, then the deadly vaccines he tested as the real kill switch. I'm going to open the phones up about all the race war that Biden is pushing massively, and so much more. Any topic you want to raise, any area you want to get into, China threatening nuclear war, what you think the globalists are going to do next to try to distract us. Obviously, the hack attacks are a deep state operation. They've admitted that would be part of their plan to deindustrialize the West and to shut us down and consolidate power, just like the shutdown tripled their profits. It was double, now it's tripled, and everybody else went bankrupt or lost their job or got deep in debt. They got more powerful. Well, it's the same thing from all these hack attacks and the rest of it. I want to take your calls for the next 2 hours here today. I'm hosting the fourth hour. So that's more than 2 hours left in this live Thursday transmission. I got a lot of news I'm going to hit in the meantime and in between as well. I'll tell you about some of that news in a moment. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, first-time callers. And if you're calling from another country, sometimes 1-800 numbers don't work. Just dial your country access code, 011-512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, and we will take your calls, first-time callers, and I'm going to get to everybody. All right, let me tell you about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is not an InfoWars product, but, and I'm only telling you this not to brag, but to tell you the providence of it and why I know it works so well. 5 years ago, I got to know a major petroleum engineer and who was involved at the highest levels with the development. You've heard about it, the bacteria that eat. They eat hair, they eat paper, they eat grass, they eat oil. They're natural, but they've been specially bred. And I asked, why isn't that available for, like, people's septic tanks and people's drains and people's, you know, RV toilet systems? And, you know, they've gotten gunked up, even though you pump them, stuff gets in there and it needs to be eaten up. They said just big oil company that owns it doesn't even care about the consumer market because they sell so many thousands of tons of it to the other oil companies and the pig farmers, everybody else. So I said, well, that's too bad because, you know, though I own part of the patent, so, you know, I actually have that right. We went and checked it. They did. It's all true. For years, I said they should do it. I finally threw a fit 2 years ago because they're listeners and I know them. They're friends. I'll leave it at that. And I finally got them to do it. And I finally got them to build a little factory and put in their own facility because this isn't done at the oil company facility in Houston. We buy it from them. From him. And then it's a sub company bringing this to you. So we're very excited about it. And already a lot of big review groups have gotten it. People are wondering, wow, how'd you do this? Just the grace of God. But nobody else has this. Never been brought to the consumer market. And again, half the cost of each bag is what I got to pay the oil company to get it. Once we prove that it's successful with this other company that's launching this, we hope to lower the price some, but it's well worth it. At $55 a bag, because a lot of research and stuff goes into it, and it lives in your septic tank. You know, we say it lasts a year, probably lasts longer. You have to keep adding enzymes all the time. It's up to 100 times better, and really it works in a bunch of other stuff as well, but this is for septic. It's got the instructions for septic. You put it right down the toilet, and people say, well, why aren't you selling on InfoWars? It's their own company, ladies and gentlemen, and again, it took a lot of doing to get this. It's come to market, and we're now getting insane reviews. So it's the Bioseptic Pro at TheBioPros, one word, TheBioPros.com. 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 And yes, next they're getting operators set up and people to answer your calls, answer your questions. They've already got one person hired to do that. So this is a big product from a big company, but we have totally gotten a separate group involved with it to set up a subsidiary. And so that's what we do around here is we get products and we trailblaze with them. This is amazing, and it then funds the InfoWar as well. But like I said, the big oil company that holds the patent gets half the money. Then the guy that owns part of that patent, he gets a little bit. And by the time we sell it, we're bringing in some money to fund ourselves, but not that much. I'm just excited to get this product out there, and I believe it's going to be a great hit, and it's already showing that it is. So check this out today. It's another American success story. TheBioPros.com. 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 And it's right there for you to get and to experience. And there's about four other products coming out in the next few months that are packaged differently and delivered a little bit differently for your drains, for your RVs, for your boat, and for a bunch of other stuff. Grease traps, you name it. Farms, ponds. I mean, this stuff's crazy, man. It's crazy. You can put it in a foggy pond and the pond clears up. It is serious business. And so it's probiotics for your septic tank. Bioseptic Pro at TheBioPros.com. We're really, really, really proud of being able to bring that to you. Separately, store-wide free shipping is going to end this Sunday. With double Patriot points, the big Memorial Day special extended will end. DNA Force Plus sold out for 7 months, 40% off. The Alexa Pure Breeze air filter and Alexa Pure Pro water filter, very high-end, highest rated, but all the costs cut out, basically. $50 off on those makes those just insanely good deals. Basil Beats back in stock. Ultra 12 back in stock, about 50% off. Alpha Power, same thing. Prostaguard, 40% off. Pollen Block back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, the iconic. Double iconic, double magnesium fizzy drink for all your body cells and everything else. Like, I need to take some of that. I'm in a bad mood today. That always gets me calm. I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. I'm just telling you that I am pissed. And I know you're pissed. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air. Okay, now let me, as your calls pour in, and I can't wait to go to them, settle down a little bit now. I'd be a good beaver and just tell you about all the other stacks here that have me foaming at the mouth angry. We have just insane leftist race baiting, exponentially worse until they get their race war. You can just guess it's going to happen. The question is, how do we short circuit it? How do we stop it? How do we not let the globalists win? I'm going to get to that. We've got also this huge development around where all these people are drowning in their own swimming pools and adults don't know how to save them. And statistically, 40% of whites in America don't know how to swim, 60% of blacks. You talk about a problem. You talk about systemic cultural inequality. Where's all the left trying to get black folks to learn how to swim, or white people for that matter? And white folks used to know how to swim at a higher level, but they're all growing up in high rises now. Everybody is so domesticated now in these urban wildernesses of swimming pools and gyms and restaurants and places to buy food, because that's a real, urban deserts are real. And I saw this story out of Waldorf, Maryland, where they're at this backyard pool party, and the kid goes in and drowns. The dad tries to save him and drowns. The fire department gets there and can't swim. They all start drowning. 10 people almost died. 2 did. And that's an example of why people perish for lack of knowledge, and that shows the domestication. Because black folks, when they used to have separate but equal, which wasn't equal, they didn't get swimming pools in their neighborhoods, municipal pools. And folks didn't have swimming pools until like 80 years ago in the U.S., period. It's very rare. So black folks never grew up around swimming pools in the cities. Same a lot with a lot of white people, but black folks even more. So there's an epidemic of black folks and white people that drown because they don't know how to swim. But, oh, you don't hear about that. You hear about George Floyd all day. But that's a perfect example of, imagine the fire department shows up and can't swim, and everybody starts dying. It's not like a Monty Python skit, but it doesn't make you laugh. It makes you cry. But at a certain level, what in the world is going on there? And then we've got, in fact, I'm going to hit this first. Remember, I told you they'll be on the news soon saying you've got to eat bugs or you're a right winger and you're not a good person. You're hurting the earth. Well, sure as the sun came up, they're all over TV eating bugs. And I'm going to explain the rest of the story behind that first. And people are like, man, we got nuclear war with China coming up. They're confirming it's a bio attack. Why are you talking about eating bugs? Because it's a big part of it. And they got those paid mercenaries on CNN up there eating the bugs. This isn't like a Fear Factor stunt, you know, just to geek out and people to tune in. This is the future. They're already talking about making school lunch program kids eat bugs. You will have nothing. You will own nothing. You will eat bugs. You will drink sewage. And you will like it. So hour number 3 and 4 coming up. And yes, this Saturday, I'm taping a 3-hour marathon transmission on a very special topic that will air then at 6 p.m. Saturday. And we're going to have a bunch of big guests. I'm going to leave it at that until I tell you who the guests are tomorrow. But I want to, the guests are set up, but I want to make sure it's all done. And then I'll tell you about the big show, very important topic, 6 p.m. Saturday night that we'll take Saturday. And hey, I'm hosting the War Room tomorrow, putting in double duty. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you